Coyote, there's a cave over there. Let's wait out the storm inside.
Iktome, are you sure that's a cave?
Iktome follows Coyote into the cave.
Narrator 1.
Iktome decides that being in the cave is better than being outside, and it really was a cave and not a giant's mouth. That means it was cold and wet inside, too.
Narrator 2.
Coyote, who's given away his blanket, is soaked. He is shivering. His teeth are chattering like a flock of birds perched in a tree.
Coyote, shivering. Oh, what a fool I was to give away my blanket.
Iktome, nodding.
I told you not to give it away.
Coyote.
Yes, Iktome, but you told me that after I had already done it. I must get it back.
I'm freezing, Iktome. Please, go back to Io and ask him to return my blanket.
Iktome. You want me to be the one to go back and get it? It's not my blanket. I'm not the one who gave it away.
Coyote, pleading.
I'm so cold, Iktome, and wet through and through. If I go, I'll only get wetter and colder. I'll probably get sick, too. I might even get so sick that I might die. And you have your nice, warm robe.
Iktome, interrupting.
All right, I'll go. Stop whining.
Iktome leaves the cave as Coyote sits and shivers.
Coyote, shouting.
Iktome, tell Io that I'll bring him an even thicker and warmer blanket tomorrow. I promise.